weary. When troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are continuing to reach out to area businesses to see how the COVID-19 virus is affecting them and just to talk to people about the new norm in many areas of Hastings. And we're so grateful because we have Jesse Starkson on the phone. Jesse is the owner-operator of the Starkson Family Life Celebration Chapel, and we are thrilled to have him tell us a little bit about what is going on in that world. Great to chat with you, Jesse. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Well, you're so nice to say you're well, because I think people sometimes forget about you are the go-to guy for so much of people's own grief, and how are you dealing with things?
Well, you know, it's definitely an impact on how we usually like to handle services for families, and it just has certainly added a little bit of a rough water for us to be able to navigate through, without a doubt, as it has for all other types of businesses and families themselves experiencing this grief aside.
Right. So, Jesse, tell us, what is the latest that you know so far? How have you been impacted?
Yeah, good question. So, as everybody's probably heard through media and other sources, it's recommendation of a gathering of 10 or less, which when it comes to funerals is a very, very, very difficult thing to do. And we all know, having walked through some of these very dark steps throughout our lives with the loss of a loved one, there's nothing more important to us than to be able to have our family and friends gather around to show support and to allow others to let them know that you're in their thoughts and prayers. So by not being able to have that take place, it's just added an extra curveball on this process that we would call our grief steps after death occurs. And it's not been an easy road to travel. And having to look at extreme changes to what we were used to here in Hastings for the types of services and large gatherings and reception items and food and everything following that usually takes place is not a recommendation at this point that we're able to continue forward with.
So, Jesse, when you say it's not a recommendation, does that mean you can't do it?
So, it's a recommendation, meaning we're being kind of recommended not to do it. It's not an official law at this point. However, when we look at everybody involved when it comes to these large gatherings and what it takes as a community effort. If that service is at a church, then we have church volunteers that help with luncheons and people that prepare the food. And, you know, we want to try to comply and follow through with the CDC's recommendation of limiting that trail effect, if you will. So, you know, we're just taking the strict recommendations from the CDC. Did attend a webinar 2 days ago with our National Funeral Directors Association in kind of the direction that they're looking at, and also passing some information on more specific to the funeral service industry itself.
So, Jesse, if you have a family come in right now that typically would be going to a church for a gathering, a celebration of life gathering, what is the new protocol?
Well, I've had a chance to visit with a few ministers here in town, not everyone. And so far, the services that we have had planned and have planned since kind of this new recommendation, all of them have been taking place here at the funeral home. It doesn't mean we won't go to a church. However, we've just made a strong recommendation moving forward now that services be held to private family-only gatherings, whether that's here at our location or at a church, just again keeping everybody's thoughts and faith in mind as we make these decisions together. So that would be, you know, something that would help us through the initial stages, and then we would be more than willing to help somebody plan a larger gathering, kind of open to the public, you know, the celebration of life type of approach at some point down the road here when we're kind of given the clearance to allow to do so.
That's a big change, Jesse.
It's a really big change. So our services that we had planned this week here at the funeral home, we had to cancel all reception items. We as a funeral home have just taken that route, again, just keeping everybody as safe as possible with the social distancing recommendations and things alike, that we saw that was a big impact possibility. So for everyone's safety, from the families in which we're entrusted and the community and our own staff right here, we want to make sure everybody isn't exposed any more than they have to be. So
do you not have wakes anymore?
Well, again, moving forward, we're trying to make that recommendation. The services that we have scheduled this week were planned before this recommendation came out. So at this point, we're kind of just following a guideline where it says, you know, fewer than 10 people in any sort of public event, which, again, is hard to do, you know, if we have a public visitation. So at this point, our hope is that families understand this is as difficult for us as it is for them. Try to navigate through, and again, limiting that public wake to just private family approach, and take time, you know, further down the road to have an opportunity to have that public visitation or reception of some sort after this is kind of passed through. So,
and that's the beauty of your spot. Your Celebration Chapel area has a wonderful reception area, so I do see how people could do that somewhere down the line. So what about somebody that is not cremated? How does that change?
Yeah. So right now there are no recommendations of strict limitations from CDC involved whatsoever regarding the type of services a family may choose. So it has been confirmed that if there was a death of COVID-19, it is safe for a private family viewing if we want to do that on the embalming stage of everything would take place. However, again, limiting that just to family if at all can do so. If a family chooses cremation, obviously that's perfectly fine as well. So if it is a traditional funeral with a casket present, obviously we would still proceed forward again with that private family gathering, do the burial, everything as we normally would, but just regather at a later time if it is something with more photos and
so Jesse,
that somebody might have.
Jesse, so the whole 10-person thing, I'm thinking of my own family, there's more than 10 people in my own immediate family. How is that handled?
So again, yeah, I mean, take a look at most of the families around this community. I mean, usually they're rural families. Some of them have 10 children.
10 children.
With their families and everything. So it's one thing to have a public gathering of 10 or fewer, but when we're together as a family, obviously those families have been gathering in large groups prior to a death typically taking place. So, you know, that's kind of our thought process is, you know, we just want to stick to that private family time, which can be, you know, it could be 10. Some families, it could be 100. You know, it's just the accommodation of who that family is, and we would allow that family to make any special invites to those attendees that they have within their family. So
in the city of Hastings, have any churches said we are not going to be doing funerals?
No, nobody has notified us as of today.
So they still have the opportunity to gather, but it would be less than 10 people.
If there was a private family service, obviously that would be one thing, but that's why we're trying to avoid a public gathering, if that makes sense, Mo. The other thing that we've encouraged people, I don't know if you saw our website, I just put an update today on everything, and so just with ways of how can somebody step up to be there for the family when the death occurs, you know, I mean, showing support via cards or memorial type of flowers or gifts. We at the funeral home have ordered all of the equipment to record services, which will hopefully be up and running next week, which we'll have on our website.
Oh, Jesse, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so it will not be live feed. It'll be a recorded and put up within, you know, the 24-hour time frame of when the funeral was being held, whether that's here at the funeral home or at a church location. You know, just encourage people to continually use our website where those guest book entries can be seen by families, have the messages of comfort being given to them on a regular basis.
Wow, it's just a new world, isn't it?
We thought we were in a new world with the funeral home. In talking with Bob, who's been in funeral service for 60 years and have never had anything close to a situation like this with everything that's happened in the world in those 60 years. This is a new territory for him as much as it is for everybody else in today's age.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us, Jesse. Thank you.
Yeah. And we just encourage people to continually watch our website and Facebook page for any updates that we have here. We're just trying to spread the word as much as we can. Again, these are all recommendations. It's not, this is what it has to be. You know, we're allowing families to make those decisions on the types of services, you know, to a certain point, and just want them to know that we're more than willing to help out with whatever we possibly can.
But this certainly does complicate the people's grieving process, doesn't it?
Yeah. It makes it 10 times worse. Hmm. Absolutely, without a doubt.
And tell us about how you help people after the death of a loved one, after everyone else goes on with their life.
Yeah. So, you know, there are certain things that we continue to do afterwards. We obviously maintain contact. We're here not only before the funeral and for the funeral, but most importantly after the funeral, when it everybody does return to their normal life and it's a new life for the spouse or for the children or grandchildren without their loved one in it, and just having that constant contact with them, letting them know that we're here. And obviously there's very difficult tasks that happen even after the funeral's all done that people just need advice with, and you know, that's part of our dedication to the community, is making sure everybody knows that even years afterwards, you're still in their thoughts, and we maintain contact through various ways and offer certain types of gatherings of grief, or just a time for widows to get together at Valentine's Day. You know, just different events that bring people that have experienced similar losses together so that they can talk about how they grieve and better help, better assist somebody else possibly, and take those difficult steps forward.
Jesse, tell us about moving forward, how we can best get a hold of you. Are you keeping regular hours, or
Nothing has changed at the funeral home. We're here all day. Somebody's available 24 hours a day. Our office remains open. People have been stopping in. Certainly call us at any point. Email us. You know, we're another source of implementation for arrangements. If somebody is worried, we've built a way to literally do arrangements from the comfort of your own home. So we'd certainly walk somebody through that over the phone on where to go on our website for that, and they can continue working on things. You know, our biggest thing is we don't want anybody to hesitate reaching out to us. It's a difficult time for them, and we want everybody to know we're here no matter what is going on throughout the world.
Jesse, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and you really have given us a lot of comfort, which I know that's one of your specialties. So thank you so much. Thank you not only, yeah, well, thanks not only for talking to us, but for what you do. We're very, very grateful. We want to say thank you to Jesse Starkson. He is the owner-operator of the Starkson Family Life Celebration Chapel in Hastings. And you can visit them online at hastingsmenfuneral.com or just search Starkson Family Life Celebration Chapel. And I know you did post a wonderful thing on your website about a lot of this as well. So if people have any questions, they can certainly get a hold of you there. So thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Mo. Have a great evening.
Yes, thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Silence until you come and sit.